Welcome to HonestlyContendingForTheFaith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today's topic is going to be titled, Racism at a Baptist Church. Racism has become a term in the year 2026 that has almost totally lost its real dictionary meaning. For all practical purposes, it has become useless unless you strictly set its bounds. Everything today is racist. If you say a Hispanic man or a black man that has broken the law should be put in jail, that is racist. If you say that all people who vote should have proof of citizenship and a photo identification, that is racist. If you say that all illegal aliens should be deported, that is racist. If you say that a man who will not work should not be allowed to eat, that is racist. If you're white and you disagree with anyone's political position that is not white, then you are racist. I could go on and on and on, but the point has been made. For purposes of our discussion here, we will define racism as any discriminatory attempt to deny salvation, Christian service, or Christian fellowship to anyone simply because they are of a different race than you are. Before we proceed any further, let me tell you this. I am a 77-year-old white man whose natural father hated Jews, Christians, and blacks. He was the Democrats' Democrat. He was also the Union Man's Union Man. And he was a nominal follower of Karl Marx. He was also a Mason, a fact that I did not know until the day of his funeral. So now that we have set the bounds of what we are calling racism is, we'll state it again for purposes of our discussion here, we will define racism as any discriminatory attempt to deny salvation, Christian service, or Christian fellowship to anyone simply because they are of a different race than you are. Let me start out by stating that Moses had a black wife, and that Joseph had a black wife, that the Apostle Paul was probably a black man, and that the Lord Jesus Christ had blacks in his genealogy. I would also state that the Lord Jesus Christ was not a white man. Since we all are descended from Noah, it is highly unlikely that we do not have some blacks in all of our genealogy. I want to read a passage of scripture to you out of Acts chapter 17, and we'll start looking at, in verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And he hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Let me reread verse 26 in Acts 17 to you. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the faces of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Have I got your attention yet? The other issue that has provoked the wrath of three or four church leaders at Prejudicial Baptist Church is my stand against the ungodly practice of using racial slurs and advocating racial prejudice, especially as it concerns black votes. They like to use the ungodly N-word for blacks because it empowers them and makes them feel more spiritual. Let me say this. If you are a Christian and you hold aught against your brother because he is black or of a different race than you, then you are not in full fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and your prejudice hinders the working of the Holy Ghost in your life and the work of the Holy Ghost in your church. And for purposes of this particular church, I'm calling it the Prejudicial Baptist Church. And what I'm saying here is that if you hold those prejudices, your heart is not right with God. Furthermore, you have an ungodly attitude toward blacks. Racial slurs come slithering forth from the devil's mind into the ungodly mouth of all those who use them. Next time you get ready to use the N-word, why don't you pray and ask the Holy Ghost to intercede on your behalf to get the permission of the Lord Jesus Christ for you to use the N-word. I also want to remind you that the Holy Ghost did not call Simon that was called Niger, Simon the N-word. Niger was not a word that was descriptive of his race. So what if Simon was black? Do you think the Holy Ghost would bless you for calling him the N-word in the sense that you use it and with the attitude that you use it? Say what? Whoa now. Can you imagine having a black to serve in a church office in a white church? And that not just any office, but a prophet and a teacher, one of the top dogs? Seriously, what phrase in Acts 13:1 mean? What the phrase in Acts 13:1 means is that Simeon's surname was Niger. Put in American lingo, what it means is that his last name was Black. There are white men and black men in America who have the last name Black. That would be like someone saying of me, John, that was called Doe. There were and still are huge number of blacks in that part of the world. In fact, there is a large population of black Jews in Israel. Do you think they gave all the blacks the same last name? One of the men at Prejudicial Baptist Church has even been heard to say that he has a black friend at work. But I'll guarantee you he does not want him sitting in the pew next to him because that might offend another one of his racially prejudiced brothers. Let me deliver some very ancient news to you. There are no white churches or black churches in the Bible. Let me hit you with another biblical surprise. There is not one verse in the Bible that prohibits interracial marriages. What that means is that whites and blacks can marry one another. Every verse that I have ever heard used to promote racial prejudice and to harangue against mixed-race marriages is never interpreted properly. Let me refer you again back to the beginning of this discussion where Moses and Joseph both had black wives. Let's move this thing into the New Testament. Let me remind you that the bride of Christ is a mixed-race bride. What do you have to say about that? I want you to think about that. If you are racially prejudiced, maybe you can ask God to put you in a white congregation in heaven. This may come as a surprise to you, but the Lord Jesus Christ was not white either. A moment ago, I stated that you will not find a single verse in the Bible that prohibits mixed race marriages. What you will find are plenty of verses that prohibit mixed religion marriages. In the Old Testament, people of the Jewish religion were prohibited from marrying anyone who did not hold to the Jewish religion. In the New Testament, Christians are prohibited from marrying anyone who is an unbeliever. In other words, a non-Christian. In either case, the prohibition was based upon religion and never ever on race. The words Hebrew, Spaniard, Gentile, Italian, Mexican, and so forth are used to describe religious, ethnic, and national origin. They are never used to identify race. You will not find one verse in the Bible where God commands separation based upon race, but you will find many verses that command separation based upon belief in God, holiness, and holding doctrinal positions contrary to the Word of God. Whether you like it or not, racial slurs and racial prejudices are contrary to the doctrines of the Word of God. If you believe that the color of a man's skin is important to God, then you tell me where the verses are. Or would you pray for me and ask God to point them out to me? racial prejudice and using the N-word is of the devil. It is purely satanic. I went through the foregoing information to make the following points. Since this particular conflict arose, this is personal to me, folks, what I'm talking about here. Church leader so-and-so has gone into the pulpit of prejudicial Baptist church and stated that telling people not to use the N-word is confusion, and that confusion is of the devil. Think about that, folks. What about that? That comment could only have been directed at me, and, in my opinion, forms the basis for much of the ought and prejudice that the three leaders of prejudicial Baptist church hold against me. Sometimes they use the N-word just to dig at me and another brother. To condemn racial slurs and racial prejudice is not confusion. It is defending and contending for the faith. If you claim to be saved and you think it is okay to hold racial prejudice and to use racial slurs, why don't you just admit to God that your attitude is wicked and ungodly and that you do not love your black brother like you ought to? The racial prejudice that rears its ugly head on occasion at prejudicial Baptist church is the very prejudice that has condemned many black Americans to the hellhole of Islam. They do not see the love of Christ in a bunch of white, racist, religious Baptists. Because of that, many of them have rejected the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am glad I do not have to carry that wickedness to the judgment seat of Christ with me. Preaching against mixed-race marriages is also a frequent part of the preaching repertoire of prejudicial Baptist church. That is a problem. There is yet another problem. One of the most embarrassing situations we ran into when doing door-to-door evangelism in White Boy County for prejudicial Baptist church is that when a black person answered the door, we were instantly put in the quandary as to whether to witness to them, because if we gave them the gospel and they received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, there was no way that we could invite them to prejudicial Baptist church because we knew they would not be welcome. What do you do in a situation like that? You witness to them anyway and let the Lord handle the racial bigots. We knocked on the door of one black man in White Boy City who told us he would not come to prejudicial Baptist church because he knew he would not be welcome because he was black. What amazes me about the racial prejudices of some leaders of prejudicial Baptist church is that White Boy County has one of the lowest percentages of blacks in any area in the United States. If you brought all of the residents of White Boy County out of their homes and put them in a football stadium, only 2 in every 100 would be black. Instead of being concerned about the blacks coming to get your daughters, you ought to be more concerned about the sodomites coming to get your sons and your daughters. Sodomy rages in White Boy County High School and in the public school systems where Christians do not belong. The sodomites are that way by choice. The blacks were created by God that way, and I guarantee you, he does not like your ungodly attitude toward them. If you were to respond honestly to the question of what has any black done wrong to you, you would have to answer nothing. What it amounts to is that you hate someone or some group of people without a cause. The religious Pharisees during the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ done the same thing. They hated him without a cause. You speak of forgiveness, but you will not forgive a black man for some wrong that you have created in your own mind that has no basis in fact. The Bible calls that wicked imaginations. One of the common defenses for allowing and tolerating racial slurs and racial prejudices is that it is just a cultural thing. Ah, you gotta love him. It's just the way he was raised. Nice try, folks, but it does not line up with the Word of God. If you can use that excuse to justify racial slurs and racial prejudices, then you cannot condemn anyone else when they use the same excuse to justify their sins also. There are those that hate blacks because something a group of them may have done to them years ago. That is hypocritical also. As a teenage boy, I remember being jumped on by a group of blacks in Forsyth Park in Savannah, Georgia. I do not hate the blacks today because of that incident, nor do I use it for an excuse to wickedly put somebody down. As part of the preparation for this particular presentation, I listened to a sermon titled Racism, because I know many leaders at Prejudicial Baptist Church really like that preacher's preaching, and I also know that some of the racial viewpoints held by those at Prejudicial Baptist Church who use racial slurs are heavily influenced by that preacher's past preaching. That preacher's biggest problem in dealing with the issue of racism in his sermon on racism is that he confuses racial origins with religious, national, and ethnic origins. Nationalities, ethnic origin, and religious affiliation have nothing to do with a person's racial background. His arguments will not stand an unprejudiced test of the Scripture. Based upon the foregoing presentation, is it any wonder that some of the kids at White Boy County High School think that the leaders of Prejudicial Baptist Church are members of the Ku Klux Klan, even if it's not true? That's the perception. I'm not saying that it is true, but it is a fact that that is what they believe and state. On the issue of racial prejudice, I have been guilty of hypocrisy by not separating from Prejudicial Baptist Church a long time ago. I knew there was a problem, and I was reluctant to deal with it. There are consequences for covering the sins of others and refusing to deal with them. One of those consequences was having to endure the fiery darts of Satan when the racial slurs came slithering forth from the mouths of some of the church leaders at Prejudicial Baptist Church. If you are one of those that hold racial prejudices against a man because he is of a different color than you are, then you need to examine your heart. And I can tell you this right off out of the gate, folks. Your heart is not right with God. You need to repent and confess that sin and forsake it. And then move on from it and start treating your brother like the brother that he is and honor him in Christ. I want to thank you for joining me today in this short presentation.